You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Morena koutou mā, e whakarongo ana koutou ki te reo irirangi pōho. You're tuned into Radio B. This is The Breakfast Show, and we've got Gina Della Barker in the studio. Morena, Gina, how are you?
Atamarie, I'm great.
It's very nice to have you up here. You are the festival director for the Show Me Shorts Film Festival, which is happening very, very soon. What can you tell us about it?
Sure. I am the festival director. It's quite a privilege. This means I'm in charge of a team of wonderful people who love short films. And every year we work to put on this beautiful festival showcasing some of the best short films from Aotearoa and around the world. This year we have 63 short films in our program.
That's a huge amount. That's incredible.
Yeah, it's the most we've ever had in a program. I guess that is a sign of the high quality of the films we watched this year.
Yeah.
The team and I watched 2,040 short films.
Wow.
That's crazy.
How many hours does that clock up to?
I'd say it's still
quite a lot.
Yeah, I didn't count them. I think I didn't want to know. But
I think after the New Zealand International Film Festival, I sort of did a mental tally of how many hours of movies I'd watched, and I thought, actually, I don't want to do that. I don't need to know how much screen time there.
Yeah, it was a very enjoyable job, though. So we've honed down the number of films to the very best ones for people.
That's
so
exciting.
Tricky? Did you all sort of had to sit down in a room together and be like,
We always had lots of arguments.
Yeah.
But in a good way. I think it's nice for filmmakers to know, like, we all, like, really, you know, there's always more films that we'd like to fit in the program, but we only have room for so many, and everyone argues. And
exactly. It is an incredible, I guess genre isn't really the right word for it, but parameter, having short movies. There's so much diversity within that. What is it something that you sort of wish people would know more about short films? Because I think maybe there are some preconceptions people have about what short films can be necessarily.
Yeah, I think if people haven't seen a lot of short films before, the genre can like kind of freak them out a little bit. They're not really sure what to expect. And it's like any new art form, when you go into it, it's a little bit frightening. You want to feel safe when you go into something. But I think people should know that that Show Me Shorts is a great way of sampling short films for the first time, because we have chosen ones that look beautiful on screen and that are really going to take them on a journey. And we spend a lot of time crafting the order that the films go in, so that if there are some quite intense ones, those are a bit cushioned by some lighter ones on either side. So hopefully,
it's a really, like, curator's job is quite massive in this as well, to make sure people get the best experience out of it too, I imagine.
Yeah, we don't want people coming out of the cinema like destroyed at the end. Although that said, like, you know, sometimes the films are like really sad,
pretty punchy.
Well,
just looking at some of the lineup of this festival, there are so many incredible films from New Zealand that are being displayed. Is there anything that you're particularly really excited for people to see?
Absolutely. We have a whole section of the program about documentaries this year, which is the first time we've done that. And there's a beautiful New Zealand film in that section, which is making its world premiere. And
awesome.
It's actually shot in Antarctica.
Oh, wow.
It's called Te Whakaero, and it's about a couple of Māori carvers that get the opportunity to go down to Antarctica and make some carvings for Scott Base down there.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
They kind of make them in response to the landscape and in response to this experience they're having. And also, like, they talk about global warming and how, like, the change in the climate affects the story that they're telling through the carving. And it was, like, really beautiful. I learned some things, and the scenery of the shots down there. Anything shot in Antarctica, like, it just looks amazing.
Absolutely stunning. There's also a whole lot of amazing films from overseas as well. We were just talking off here before, one of the sort of, I guess, images on your website is of these gorgeous little felted characters. What film are they from, and what's their sort of backstory?
Yeah, those films are from a film called My Little Goat, which is in the Japanese focus section. We've got a whole collection of films from Japan this year. And that is a story that's kind of like a twisted fairy tale. It's about these, like, cute little goats who have been kind of like half eaten by a wolf and then kind of rescued. So they're all like a bit half digested and kind of a bit fucked up looking. But they're like, yeah, it's just a really funny concept and it's so beautifully told. It's quite Japanese, that kind of dark humour that's a bit twisted.
I think that's probably why I enjoy short movies as a genre, is that there is so much diversity in the kind of stories that get told, because I guess when you've got a shorter frame of time, you can kind of afford to play around with it a little bit more. You can try out ideas that maybe if you haven't got the huge budget for a huge feature length movie, or they just wouldn't necessarily work in a feature length setting as well. It means you get some really fascinating stories told. What's been some sort of things that have struck you about themes or ideas that maybe people have been kind of thinking about when they've been making movies for this?
Yeah, I mean, that really resonates with me. One of our judges for the awards this year, he said this beautiful quote that I wrote down. I'm just going to find it. He said, short films are like a little pocket of absolute purity that hasn't been messed around with by a commercial imperative.
Totally.
That's from Simon Raby, who's a cinematographer. And I just, that really was like, yeah, he's so right.
Absolutely, because they don't have to have those same parameters that big movies do necessarily. They can kind of just be these little beautiful art moments as well.
Yeah, and sometimes like filmmakers have these amazing ideas, but by the time it makes it to its way to screen, it's kind of been sterilized a little bit. All the quirkiness has been taken out.
I'm interested as well that sort of music videos are getting a bit of a moment in this festival program as well, because there is so much craft that goes into music videos. What's sort of exciting, I guess, about a music video genre for you?
So music videos, I always think, are almost like short films.
Yeah.
And the really good ones kind of tell a story as well. So that's why we added music videos to the program, and I think it's a really nice journey for people watching to see them alongside each other, and they really get how kind of similar they are. And it's quite a similar skill making a short film and making a music video, although making a music video you kind of vaguely know your story already because you've got the song, but then you've got to think about matching the story and the music together. There's some really exciting ones in the program this year. Randa always has amazing music videos.
Absolutely.
We've had quite a few of hers in the program over the last few years, and I'm really thrilled with her new one. It is called
Rock Bottom.
That's right, yeah. It's the one with the mouth
the
and
stomach
her belly
speaking,
button.
His, I believe, is the pronoun that
Rani
uses.
Yes.
So there are some incredible, you know, artists across the board here, and the awards have been announced yesterday, the award nominees. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so we're announcing the winners of all the Show Me Shorts Awards on Saturday night, with a big opening night event at the ASB Waterfront Theatre that people can get tickets to. And the nominees for the awards, there are 8 categories, and one of the cool things was that for 4 out of the 8 categories, all of the nominees were New Zealand women.
Wow, that's amazing. That's so cool.
That's awesome.
And that's obviously on the merit of their movies. Nothing really to do with their gender. It's just to do with the fantastic films they're making.
It was completely random. And for like the big awards too, so like best film, best director, it's pretty exciting to see that more women are making films, but also they're really kicking ass at it.
Absolutely, yeah. Hey, so if people want to head along to Show Me Shorts Film Festival, where can they go find tickets? What are the dates? Where's it all happening, Gina?
So it's taking place at the Rialto Newmarket from the 6th to the 16th, and the opening night is at the ASB Waterfront Theatre, and people can find all the information at showmeshorts.co.nz.
I feel like it's worth mentioning that they're all kind of, when you book a ticket, you don't just book a ticket to one short film.
No.
You have like you book a collection, so like you'll get maybe eight or so, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, 8 or so films, and they all play one after another.
Yeah, and there's like fun themes like freaky futures with like sci-fi and dystopian films all collected together, that kind of thing.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much, Gina Delabarca, for coming in this morning and speaking to us about Show Me Shorts Short Film Festival. It sounds really exciting and it's starting in a couple of days.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.